I have a lesson for you today about some commonly confused words, not just by people learning English, but by native speakers. They will use these words, and I've done this myself. In fact, one of the words I'll show you, and until I did this lesson, I didn't have a way to remember or remind myself how to tell the difference. And you know what? Let's go to the board. Enough waffling. Let's go to the board. So, okay. First word is, well, it's interesting. This word is used in both countries, but in one country, England, in British English, they use two different things to identify it differently. While in North America, especially the United States, let's just say, they use one word. Now, it's this word. To inquire. Or actually, the word I wanted to give you is this one, so I'm just going to erase that. Sorry about that. But an inquiry. So when they have an inquiry, it's like a question. They have an inquiry, I have a question. That's it. And they use this for formal and an inquiry for formal things, like when their government is looking into something they think is bad, they do an inquiry. Or they're at a court or a trial, they do an inquiry. But they use the same word for casual conversation. Now, the British don't like that, not at all. They separate the words. Now, they have an inquiry for formal investigations. So a police investigation, a government investigation. But when they talk and they have a question, like I have an inquiry, they go like this. They inquire. They change, oops, sorry, I got my word here. They change the word. So then they have an inquiry, also with a Y, but they change it to E. I don't know why. The British started it off, but the Americans went, why we got to say two? One will do. Okay? Both of them mean to ask a question, but you will find in America for the casual, inquiry is used, while in Britain, formally they use inquiry, but they inquire or have an inquiry when they're talking casually. So keep that in mind, okay? So you notice where I have investigation, and that's how you'll tell the difference. When you look at investigation for both countries, for formal investigations would be IN, and with the E, for British English, it will be casual, okay? So that's your first confused words, because I live in Canada, and we actually use both, but in the United States, they only use the one. All right? Now, my next words, there's three of them for B. So we have to ask a question. What are the three? Well, this is something that most people in North America, they just throw these words around. The last one, not so much. It's understood to be very special. But the first two are just thrown around and understood to be almost the same. And you might go, what's he talking about? Well, I believe you'll understand once I write it out. So let's do the first word. No. No comes from the word knowledge or gnosis. Well, gnosis is a little different, but knowledge. And it's based on facts, proof and verification. What does that mean? When you know something, you can prove the facts for it. But not just facts, you can get proof. Like I can show you this. Verification, other people, like scientists, they test it to make sure. So not only do I think it, Tommy is testing it. So we know it's a fact. That's how we know. A lot of people do this, though. Sorry, they think this word and this word are the same. They have beliefs. They think, well, if I believe it, it must be true. No. And here's why they think the same. These two are the same. And I'm teaching you these words to be accurate and precise in your language because it demonstrates a deeper understanding, right? And when people speak to you, you can understand. Especially if you do know what these words mean, it changes what I say. Okay, for example, when you have a belief, it's based on your personal experience. Like, this has happened to me. So I know it's true because it's happened to me. Notice the word verification is used here. Verification means someone else has to go, you know what? It's not just you. We've done it. It's also true. Because something can be true for me, but not true for other people. So I can believe it to be true, but I cannot say I know it to be true because it's been, I have proof, verification, and testing. Okay? You also come with limited proof, and that is usually personal experience. Because I've done it three times, this is the way it works. You might have gotten lucky three times. Now, here's an interesting word because a lot of people in religious faiths, and this is the word, I'm going to say the word conflate, but that means they put these words together. They believe a lot of times that faith means knowledge or belief, and it's established with proof. But really, when we say to have faith in something, it's usually based on hope. You want it to be good with no direct evidence, none. And that's the thing about religion. What makes religion strong is you have faith. You don't need a God or whatever type of God to be here. You have hope, and you don't need direct evidence. Science is the exact opposite. We don't hope for gravity. They test for it and they say, we know gravity exists, right? And beliefs, you're allowed to have your beliefs because, to be quite honest, there are 8 billion people on this planet and we have 8 billion experiences and we can say, this is true for me. Our danger when we look at these words is when we say the word conflate, put them together, is when we take personal beliefs or faith and say, this is knowledge because I think of it this way, that it must be true, okay? So to be accurate in knowledge, when you say, I know something, right? I have a perfect example. I was watching a video, and this is where I got the idea from, where the person was saying, okay, you have parents, right? The guy goes, yeah, you have your parents. He goes, okay, do you know your parents? Yeah, I know my parents. He goes, okay. Do you have belief in your parents? He goes, what do you mean, do you have belief? He goes, do you have belief in your parents? He goes, well, you will have experienced them, but it's not like I have belief in them. I know that they are my parents and they're real. So that was based on knowledge. He goes, okay, what about faith? He goes, well, no, they're home. I don't have to hope they're there. He goes, precisely. And he was saying, be precise in your language so people can understand exactly what you mean. So now you will use these words properly when you speak to other people. Okay? That's why you came here, for the real stuff. Speaking of which, let's go over here. This is the one that I have a problem with. I always have. Luckily, I have not experienced these two things. But I would get confused and just say the same word and not really realize, unless I had to think about it a lot, what it meant. Sometimes people do bad things and they get arrested and the police take them away. Now, in North America, we have two different systems. We have the jail system and the prison system. And if you're not familiar with them, fortunately, I have not been familiar, sometimes you don't care because it's not your problem. But it does matter if you have to go with the police where they're taking you. Now, in this case, when you go for short term, maybe you drink too much and you're walking down the street like this, and the police go, hey, you go, where do you go? I don't know where I live, officer. You know, I'm speaking funny because when you drink too much, no one understands. You know, I don't know. And they go, okay, we're going to take you to jail for the evening. Now, be careful, because if you're from a foreign country, you go, jail? I go to jail for all my life. It's like, nope. You're going to jail. Jail, the J stands for just now. Okay? So when you're going to jail, you're going for the night. You might be in jail for a week if you have to, if they need to keep you there, but you're not there permanently. Jail is for local things, minor things. Maybe you were drinking on the street, you know, to go to jail for the night, yes? Maybe, I don't know, you did something wrong in a country, like there is, I don't recall the country, one of them that if you spit on the sidewalk, it's serious. You might go to jail, but you're not going to the next place, which is called prison. Now, prison is serious. When you go to prison, say goodbye, mommy, say goodbye, daddy, okay? Put your car away, say bye to your boss, see you in 20 years. And it's serious. Like I said, this, you might be just drunk in the street. This one, you shoot someone. Maybe you kill them. This is serious. This is federal. In Canada, we have provincial. Okay. I bet federal is 2 years plus. I thought you said you don't know about jail. I don't. I'm just saying. I just know 2 years plus a day is federal. You go federal, you were there for a while. So we look at the P for prison means permanent. Okay. So this is how you can remember if your friend, he calls you, goes, hey, man, I'm in trouble. You go, where are you? I'm in prison. Okay, see you. Click. You're not seeing them for 20 years. I'm in jail. Okay, how do I get you out? Now you know the difference, yeah? All right, so we've done that one. Let's move on to the next one, D. All right. I am guilty of this one. And I know of several people who are guilty. Maybe you are one of them. I'm going to read it first and give you a second and try and think about it. So when I answer it, you're going to go, oh, that's funny. It's true. Now, Intend means to think. When you intend to do something, you want to do it, or you're thinking about doing it. What do you intend? What is your thoughts? Okay. So you intend to do it, but you put it off for later. And I have this word present, and you might go, later and present don't go together. I'm going to go, hold on, slow your roll. You'll get it in a second. Okay. The second one is you have no intention to do it. Okay. You have no intention to do the job, and you don't like work. This is a long-term thing, and it's a bad habit. I'm going to give you a second to think about what the word is. I'm going to tell you, don't worry, but here you go. Think about it. Because one's long, one's short. It's funny because the long one should be whatever. Okay, so the first one is P is for to procrastinate. Pro meaning to throw forward. So you throw it into the future like a football, American football. You throw it into the football or like a baseball. You throw it in the future, say, I will do it later. I put P for present because in the present, you're like, I don't want to do it now. I'll throw it to the future and do it later. Okay? All of us procrastinate at something we don't want to do right now. Right? And that's why I said, if you think about it, you go, oh my gosh, it's true. Like I'm watching this video because I don't want to do the dishes. See? You're procrastinating. But sometimes, and this is why it's a confused word, people confuse it with another word, which is much shorter, okay? And that is lazy, okay? Lazy. When people are lazy, they don't want to work. They don't want to work. They have no intention. Like me, I'm going, oh, I don't want to do this video. I think I'm going to watch an episode of Star Trek. I'll do the video later. I got to do it. I'll do it later. I'm procrastinating. Lazy is video. I ain't doing no video. I'm not doing anything. Ever? Never. I don't like working. Lazy. Now, we all procrastinate sometimes, and sometimes we can be lazy, but when you do it a lot and it's a long term, it's a bad habit because these are people who don't want to do any work whatsoever. Okay? But we can be lazy a short term. Like today, I feel lazy. I don't want to work today. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. Do, 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 do. The lazy song, I love it. Anyway, it was based on me. So procrastinate and lazy are two confused words because someone's not doing it now. People call them lazy. I'm like, they're not lazy. They're hard workers. They're just procrastinating because they don't want to do that. They like to work, yeah? But a truly lazy person doesn't like to work at all. So you can look at, if they're really lazy, it's long-term habit you see. They don't want working, lazy. If they're not doing it in the present, they're procrastinating. See, P&L. Try and make it easy for you. No. The final one. This is one. There's several words, but I'm going to teach you a new word because some of you may be intermediate. And I mean, even with inquiry, you may not know this. But there's a common word we all know. And you will notice that people will switch words when they have a deeper understanding. And it goes like this. When you don't have to think about something, and it does say passive or active, but it should be passive, which means you don't have to think about it. It's like, okay, yeah, I know. I'm not talking about no. And then there's other times you have to make an effort or search your mind. You're like, oh, geez. And here is the perfect example. When you think about your mother's phone number, or your dad's phone number. You remember it. You love them. You don't think about it. Why would you think about it? You just like 647 da 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 da. You remember it. No thought whatsoever. You might have a little bit of acting. You go, hold on a second. But think about your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend whom you hate. You never want to see it again. If I ask you to remember that number, you're going to say, I don't. And say, I said telephone number because it's call. I don't recall that. It means, because recall means to bring back to memory. You actually have to work on it. Many times you watch movies and there's a lawyer and there's a judge and they're sitting there and they go, do you recall the night of July 17th, blah, 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 blah? And you see the person go, oh, I don't recall what happened that evening. I was sleeping. Or they'll say, let me think for a second if I can recall. Because you need to search your mind and you have to be active. Okay. So by listening to the word, someone says like, I can't recall that. They're trying to tell you it's hard for them. It's not in their memory. Okay. So the facts they may give you may not be accurate. Now, if they say they remember, it means, hey, it's just sitting here like the tip of my nose. I remember that. No problem. Right? So I have given you, and if you were looking carefully, confused, because smiling, I understand, not smiling, oh, it's terrible. Confused words, confused face. Actually, it looks like he's having a stroke, which isn't good. But I've given you, I guess 13, how many words? More than 13 words. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 words. Some you may not know, but I've tried to give you a way to be not as confused as, this is special, a lot of native speakers. So now you have some knowledge, right? Not just faith in your English, right? You made the right inquiry, or if you're in America, inquiry, right? You didn't procrastinate. You watched the whole video. You didn't put it off to later because you're not a lazy person. And now you will remember and you won't have to recall it because I've done all of the words and you probably went, got it. Now, here's what I want you to do is to remember to subscribe because I think I've done a decent job and you're still watching me. Huh? Maybe I can teach more. You may not recall it, but I'm at Ingvid, right? So that's www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com. Go to there. You'll learn other lessons equally as fun as this one. I hope you enjoyed it. I know you did. And I got to go. That's it. Listen, you have a great day and I'll talk to you soon.